This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Make as-salat encouraging. How do we make it encouraging? There are many ways. I share with you two ways. Number one, make as-salat encouraging by informing your children about the positive aspects of as-salat. Yani tell your children, tell them these words, literally write them down and discuss these words with your children every single day. If you can do for every single salat, it'd be good. If you can't, then from time to time, share these words with them and repeat them. Tell them, my children, Allah Azza wa Jal, He loves to see us standing in salat. Allahu Akbar. Allah loves to see the servant standing in salat. Tell them, my children, when you go into sujood, ask Allah for whatever you want. Ask Him for what you want. He created us all. And He provides for us, and He gives us, and He's the most generous. When we go into sujood, my children, make dua. Ask Allah for what you want. Time them with the worship of dua. Teach them the importance of dua. And then after salat, after the prayer, tell your children, what did you ask Allah in your sujood? What did you ask Allah for in your sujood? And discuss, tell them what you asked Allah for in your sujood. Discuss these matters, they're very important. Tell your children as well, that when we pray, we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our salat is an ultimate form of gratitude to Allah azza wa jal. Give them analogies. Tell them, my children, if someone gave you a gift, wouldn't you say thank you back to him? Tell them now, Allah azza wa jal, how many gifts has He given us? He's given us life. Tell your children that He's given your mom and your dad as a gift to you. Tell your children that, you know, the food that we just had hours ago or we're going to have soon is a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. This house we're living in is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. The car that takes us from place to place is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. So tell them, my children, these gifts require gratitude. They require a thank you. And the way we say thank you to Allah is that we pray. As-salat is a form of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teach them. This is how you make the salat encouraging. This is how you encourage your children to pray. You need to encourage them to pray by telling them what the status of this prayer is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teach them, my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a responsibility upon your necks and your shoulders. Tell them that as-salat is a gift from Allah azza wa jalla upon us, not a burden. Not a burden. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ Allah never made a burden upon us. Tell them as-salat is Allah's gift to Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's Allah's gift to this Ummah. And tell them that the short story in how as-salat was prescribed. Where did the salat come from? A short story, just tell them that, you know, Abu Talib radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, died. And Khadija, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, died. And after this event, which was that was a huge event in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the point that that year in where Abu Talib and Khadija died, that year, they died in 2 days. And the entire year was called Aamul Huzn, the year of sorrow and grief and sadness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very sad, you know, that he lost two of the most beloved to him. And after this, he went to At-Ta'if. And you know the story of At-Ta'if when he went to give da'wah to the people in At-Ta'if, calling them to La ilaha illallah, to the oneness of Allah. So they began to throw stones at him until they kicked him out of At-Ta'if sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he shattered and he's devastated sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went back to Mecca, and soon after, the event of Al-Isra' wal-Mi'raj happened, in where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken from Mecca to Baytul Maqdis, to Jerusalem, and from there he was taken all the way up to the heavens. And it's there in where Allah Azza wa Jal gifted him as-salat, so that when he came back down to the earth and began to pray the 5 daily prayers, he was at peace, tranquil, satisfied after those terrible events, or those huge events, those burdens that happened in his life. Teach, my brothers and sisters in Islam, teach your children that as-salat is a gift that Allah Azza wa Jal gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was in the most depressing part of his life, when he was in the lowest part of his life in terms of emotional state and so on. And this boosted his spirituality. This boosted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in ways like nothing else would have ever done. This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he described his relationship with as-salat, he said, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ, that the coolness of my eye and the delight and the happiness of my eye was found in salat. So teach your children that as-salat is Allah's gift to us, not a burden upon us. Now, and teach your children also that you earn hasanat for your salat. Yes, a child at the age of 5, if he makes wudu and he prays, he earns hasanat. Because any good deed that a child does before the age of puberty, he earns hasanat for it. And the sins are not recorded until after the age of puberty. Allahu Akbar. Tell your children, my children, Allah, get a head start in life. Collect as many hasanat as you can. Every sajda is a level in the paradise. Tell your children these encouraging words, the positive aspects of a salat. And you will see how easily these words penetrate in their hearts. You will see these are words that they're compatible with the human being's heart and mind and spiritual state. These words are compatible because these are Allah's words. These are Allah Azza wa Jal's words. These are this is the information of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Azza wa Jal created us and He designed us. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows what the ear is ready to hear and what the heart is ready to take in. So teach them the positive aspects of a salat. The children will take that in. They'll absorb it. And bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, when they see you praying and on time and never neglecting your salat, and you're telling them the benefits of a salat, and you're praying, Allahu Akbar. What more do you need now? The children will love a salat, and they'll get up and they'll pray a salat. So that's one way of how to encourage your children. And on that point, never, ever yell at your children to get up for a salat. Never bang the doors, smash the walls, scream in a loud tone. Don't ever, ever, ever do such a thing. And avoid these words of get up and pray, otherwise Allah will punish you. You will go to Jahannam if you do not pray. A'udhu billah. Refrain from these words. Do not speak these words to your children. I tell you why. Because when you show a harsh attitude towards your children concerning their prayer, they will hate the prayer. And if they pray, they're going to pray for your sake. And they're not going to be praying for Allah's sake. And this is a failure. And if your children are praying as a result of your screaming and your harsh attitude, then rest assured and know that this salat is done for your sake. Allahu Akbar, there's no sincerity in it. And as a result, it's rejected. It's not accepted. Wal'iyadhu billah. So refrain from the harsh attitude, from the harsh words, from the screaming and the yelling, from the violent hitting. Avoid all of this. The second way in how you can encourage your children is through a reward system. Prizes and gifts and so on. That's fine. That's permissible in Islam. You can say to your children, you know, whoever prays, for example, in 1 week, whoever prays in 1 week 10 prayers, we're going to give him a gift. Allahu Akbar. Now your child goes and makes a timetable and he begins to mark 10 prayers during the week. You know, during the week, there's more than 10 prayers, but assign them to 10 prayers. Let's do this challenge. Let's do this kind of competition. And you can give them rewards and gifts and prizes based on that. That's an encouraging way for children. One of these methods also that you're able to encourage your children to pray is make the exciting events and trips after the prayers. What do I mean by that? That if you're going to go as a family to a park for a picnic, or to the beach, or whatever it is, in where you're going to halal entertainment, tell your children that we're going to go to the beach after we pray. After we pray. We're going to pray Salat al-Asr, and then we're going to go. or we're going to pray Salat al-Maghrib, and then we're going to go to the restaurant. That way, the children look forward to as-salat, because now they know that when we pray, after that we're going to go and have some fun. So make the fun after as-salat, not in the middle of the fun, because the children are still developing, they don't understand. So they'll just see as-salat as being, you know, an attack to their entertainment or an attack on their fun. So we don't want to introduce them to as-salat in such a manner. Children are praying, let them pray. If the children are playing, let them play. So you need to be wise in terms of when are you going to instruct your children to pray. If you're going to go out somewhere, as we said, tell them when we pray, we will go, right? That way they look forward to pray, and then you can take them wherever you promise them.